Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Marlon Humphrey met with the media during mandatory minicamp in Owings Mills. What is up?
What is kind of your initial reaction with the addition of Jair Alexander?
I like it. I told him earlier, I asked him if he deleted Instagram because I was going to DM him. We talked a little last year when we had the joint practice, but then I couldn't find him on Instagram. So I asked him, did he delete his Instagram? And he said yes. So, yeah, but, yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. I think we did kind of speak on teaming up last year, but obviously, you know, he was like, I'm here. And I was like, oh, I'm probably not leaving here either. So it ended up working out, but really excited, I think. A quote that's never been said and probably will never be said in NFL history is, we got too many corners that can cover. So I think that's a great problem to have, and really excited for that addition.
Marlon, you spent a lot of time in the slot last year. Did you relish that opportunity to play inside, match up against some of the slot receivers, maybe get a little more physical, blitz? Was that something you wanted to do? Is it something you like really enjoyed doing?
You know, when I first got out there, I think maybe my second or third year, it was something I really wasn't very comfortable with. But ever since I redshirted at Bama, that off season, I went into the spring training, and my thought process was, you know, doesn't really matter what position I'm asked to do for the special teams, whatever, no matter what it is, I'll always be excited to get on the field, whatever the coaches asked me to do. And fast forward to when they first asked me to do that, that third year, I was thinking in my head, I don't think this is going to work too well, but they think I can do it, so I'll try it out. And it ended up working pretty well. And now I've come to like it because, you know, corner, there's only so much aggression you can have when you got to cover Jamar Chase. You can't be too aggressive. But nickel, you get to get in there, get in the mix, get in the trenches, as the big guys call it. So I feel like I'm a smaller guy when I'm dealing with the 300-pound guy. But I try to put on my big boy pads and do my thing. So, yeah, I've enjoyed it. It's been fun. I've taken notes from a lot of different guys across the league that have a lot of success blitzing. Mike Hilton, obviously Kyle Hamilton, some of those guys that show a lot of just different finesse and different ways to get in there. But, yeah, to answer your question, I've started to enjoy the position. Yeah, so before AD got hurt, obviously there was going to be a ton of flexibility. Then we had Cheeto, and it's like, wow, we can get even more flexibility. Then, you know, AD goes down. It's like we still got some spots, and then now we had Jair, and it's just, I think the options are endless. With me playing a little safety, Kyle playing down, it's Malachi in college, he played kind of some of that nickel position. So it's going to be a fun secondary, I think. And just guys can kind of play wherever. I mean, it's added the addition to Jair along with the other guys we got. It can be a serious matchup. You know, if there's a guy that we feel that this guy can cover this guy better, we can match him up with him. We can all pick kind of who we want. We can have four, you know, first round corners out there at the field. There's just so much that we can do. It's really exciting. It's really exciting to add him.
You talked last year just about kind of your motivation going into the season, and whether it's refocusing, but just you put a lot into last year. How do you kind of describe your thought process and approach mentally going into this year?
You know, I think when I was as I've gotten older, I've tried to. As older might not be the word. As I've decided to get married, I realized I was moving a little fast. And I felt in order to get that wife that I wanted, I needed to slow down some. And that's kind of the approach I really took to my life, my family life, and my football life. And that was the biggest thing, to just slow down, take your time, get to work early. You might not have a meeting for another hour. Get to work early, you'll find something to do. Plane leaves at 2, get to the plane at 2, sit on there. I don't ever like to rush, and I've really focused in and took that approach to football. I think the year before I was hurt a lot, and I realized I'm just going to take every day like this could be my last year playing. This could be my last day living, and that's the approach I took last year. That's the approach I take now. I'm usually one of the last guys to leave. I'm basically here every single day, off day or not. Me and Broderick Washington, that's one guy I usually run into on every off day. We are here very unnecessarily, just here. And Brod is usually actually working out. I'm usually just wasting my time here a lot of times. But I just like to really slow down, enjoy where I'm at, because, you know, the reality is with Zio being our coach, you really never know when your last snap of football is going to be. That's just a true reality. You never know when your last breath is going to be. And that's just the biggest thing I took to last season. I truly played it as – obviously, I knew the things coming to the season. My performance kind of was very dependent on if I would be playing for this team or not. And I wanted to – my thought process was, if this is my last year, I really want to enjoy it. And as I'm, you know, getting older, so they say, that's kind of just the reality. You just never know what a team wants to do. This game is – this place is love. This place is great. But at the end of the day, the NFL is a business. And I'm not getting no younger. Plays can still get made. But that's just the reality, how I approach it. And that's worked well for me.
DeAndre Hopkins is one of the bigger additions on offense for this team. What have been your impressions of him? And especially, he's a guy who's at a stage of his career. What have kind of been your thoughts in seeing him?
I like DeHop. I've got to have some conversations with him. He is Mr. Contested Catch, that is for sure. Just having a conversation with him, I thought it was really humbling. We asked him, me and one of the strength coaches, you know, what do you think about the team from the outside looking in since you've been on other teams? And he said, it seems like there's been a piece that's been missing. I could be that addition. I could not be that addition. And to hear a veteran guy, all-pro guy, Pro Bowl guy say he could be or he could not be, to me that was extremely humbling. And I feel that he fits the Raven mold, and I think he'll fit right in.
Marlon, you keep adding these really good players. We just talked about a couple of them. Do you guys have the collective mindset of we're one of the best few teams, and as we go into the next 6 or 7 months, everything has to be about getting that final result that we want?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, obviously we end last year, loss of the Bills. You know, I think every window opens and every window closes as far as that championship, you know, ability. And I feel that I'm not going to say we've underperformed, but we have underperformed. I feel that we've had championship caliber rosters. I feel that we've prepared like a championship team. And there's just been something we got to do, but I don't feel that we're far off. I think I can only speak on the defense. I feel that when I first came to the Ravens, it was all about the Ravens defense. It was all about the Ravens defense. It was all about the Ravens defense. And I feel like I've let that standard, being here, I think the longest defensive guy, I feel like I've let that standard kind of slip. And that's something that I want to get back. I want it. Obviously, we love Lamar Jackson. It's a great player. But I want, you know, the Ravens identity to be defense like it was when I first got here. So that's something that we're chirping in our room. That's something Zio's leading the front with. We got to get the football. When I look back at, you know, I was unaware of how elite that 2000 Ravens defense was. And when I was watching some of those playoff games, you didn't really need offense, honestly. They were just making so many plays, turnovers. And that's the regular season is very important, but that is something that we are not doing. And it kind of starts in practice. We've got a very detailed out like grading system of it's so much, honestly, it's pretty new, but it's really going to tell. And it's showed on our walls, on the video boards in our defensive room. Everything's graded. Like literally every single thing that you can possibly grade is graded. And I think it'll ultimately help us be the defense that, you know, I feel like Baltimore deserves. So that's the biggest thing. We got to get that back. I think that's crucial to get that standard back. And that's kind of all I'm thinking about as I go on this break, as you're training. When you come back, it's go time, and it's all about the ball. It's all about the ball. It's all about the ball. And I think that's what our defense is going to be focused on, and that's what we're going to do this season.
DeAndre and kind of looking at the team from the outside in. When you go back and you look at some of the postseasons, even specifically this past one, do you find yourself asking yourself, like, why you aren't getting the results that you're looking to get?
It was this is my first offseason, full offseason living here. And so season ended, and for like probably a solid 2 weeks, me and some of the staff, most of the guys that kind of got out of town, some of the guys stuck around, we were trying to figure out those same answers. We never really came to anything. It just, because, you know, being on the inside, it just felt like we were preparing the way we should. It really seemed like everything was kind of where you wanted it. And the answer never truly came. But I do know the very simple answer, the one that did come, is the Bills had, I think, 3 turnovers. The Ravens had 0. And that right there, I think, is a that's just to tell the story. The percentages, 3 turnovers, you're more than likely going to win the game. 2 turnovers, you're more than likely going to win the game. Even 1 turnover, you're more than likely going to win the game if the other team has 0. So that's the one thing that's pretty evident. It doesn't really matter how good you play defensively. If you can't get the football, you're not playing good enough. And so that's the biggest thing to harp on. And like I said, that's got to be our identity. That's got to be all 11 guys that's on the field. Identity, get the ball, get the ball, get the ball, get the ball. And I feel like when I first got here, once again, the Raven flu was a real thing. All of a sudden, the guy with the hamstring, like, he'll be playing next week. There was a fear of when you stepped on the field. There was a fear to throw a screen because you got 4 D linemen coming that's retracing. And that standard is just, we're chasing to get it back. It's an urgency to get it back. Minicamp was cool. I felt like we showed got a lot of good work in OTAs. And it's OTAs looked crazy because usually it's just row. Usually you know row's coming. But when you got 300-pound guys coming and on the outside, it's, you better get tackle the guy or you got a lot of guys coming to hit you and their defender. So that's I think the OTA was a good glimpse of what we're preaching, putting it to practice, and then training camp comes, season comes, everybody's got to be rolling.
You talked about wanting to team up with Jair, so how do you feel like he fits in, you know, in terms of how the secondary plays, and then culture-wise on the defense and with the secondary, how do you feel with
him? Pretty good. Just talking to him, he's excited to work. I know Lamar loves him. And my college DB coach was coaching at Green Bay. So he said we're very similar, which is, I don't think I've ever heard that before. Someone being similar to me. So I think he'll fit in well. It's, I don't think it's hard to fit in here. It's a very easy place, I feel like, to fit in with the team camaraderie. One of the first questions he asked was, do you guys hang out? Which is always a great thing. So, you know, the culture, the chemistry. I wanted him to put on some cleats today and get out there. But obviously he just got off the plane. But I'm super excited to add him. I think he'll mesh really well with the team. And it'll be a good secondary.
Marlon, you mentioned Zio before. The 2 quick things on that. The defensive grade charts, that was something he had implemented.
Yep.
And then the second thing, you gave a very, you know, impassioned kind of defense of him last year and said, hey, it's not on him, it's on us, and we need to step up to players and so on and so forth. I'm curious, how do you think he responded to that criticism last year from what you saw? And secondly, what have you seen that's kind of stood out from him now compared to, you know, a first-year quarterback?
I think the the defensive coaches, it seemed like they took a pretty hard study on, you know, what we did well last year and what we did bad. I think some of that grading system is some of the notes they took from it. Turnovers was something they took from it. You know, we just have to get the ball more, especially when it matters the most. But as far as Zio as a coordinator, I felt that, you know, sadly, there's a lot of things that were being coached that were coached correctly. And when he put it out there for us, called it, we weren't clicking as far as on the field. And it actually held us back as a defense from what we could call if we couldn't execute what was called. So some of the sim, it had to get a lot more simple until we could show that we could execute these things. And I think this offseason it's just gelling. Like I said, there was just so many plays when just one guy wasn't doing the right thing. And it went across every single position, every single player, somebody not doing what they were supposed to do in those first however many weeks. And I think the biggest change was just all 11 guys doing their job is kind of what turned our defense around, putting AD out there and different things. But I like Azio's. I like how he's preaching. You know, he said the best guy's going to play. And the best guy is whoever's playing the best. And so I think last year he brought some energy, but this year it's if you're not ready to go, if you're not ready to play, you will not be grabbing your helmet on Sunday. And that's kind of what he's preaching. And I think we're all listening, but I know when we come back camp, he's going to be ready to rock. He's going to be ready to push us. He's going to be ready to take us, I think, to where the Ravens defense wants us to be. And I'm excited to be a part of it, and I'm excited for the journey.
Thanks, Marlon.
Thank you.